السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. اور وہ لوگ جو ہمارے بارے میں
do translates the verse that Allah Almighty says that those who strive in our way we will certainly guide them to our path and certainly Allah Almighty is with those people who are Muhsin. This is from Surah Al-Ankabut. Huzur says that nowadays we are passing through the last 10 days of Ramadan. This month, as every Muslim knows, is the special month of the acceptance of the prayers, and these last 10 days is the 10 days to attain the climax of the acceptance of the prayer. In that there is one night of the destiny about which I mentioned in my last sermon. Today's day is also is a very blessed day because it is the day of Jummah, the day of Friday, which along with its all the blessings comes every seventh day, in which there is a special moment of the acceptance of prayer in that. So all these blessings during these days, they have been all come together, and the blessings of Allah Almighty upon its servants, they are indicative of that. This attention should not be a temporary one, rather with perseverance and steadfastness it should continue to remind us to this point which is mentioned in this verse which I have just recited. That is to say that in search of Allah Almighty, this attention should be there, and if this effort is successful, then a servant of Allah grants him the nearness of Allah Almighty and brings about a complete change in his life. How this effort is going to succeed, through which Allah Almighty is going to show us the ways towards him, as it is mentioned in this one, Allah Almighty says that you always try persistently to come and meet me, and when you will try to meet Allah Almighty, then it is obvious that you have to take care of those things which Allah Almighty loves and likes, and which take a person closer to Allah. As I said, This is the blessing of Allah Almighty, His mercy, that He creates such an atmosphere when in order to move towards Allah Almighty, people pay more attention to that one. And this month of Ramadan provides us this special opportunity to put in our best effort and to move in that direction. The fasting during the month of Ramadan and other worships, they are also a big effort and struggle if you really understand the spirit of that. And all these things, they take a person towards Allah. So, in this spiritual atmosphere, we should particularly, in a special way, we should try to get closer to Allah Almighty. And today, I would like to present, I will talk with reference to the statements of the Promised Messiah, that what are those ways, by adopting those, we have the need to adopt them, and by adopting those and paying attention to that, we can get to the nearness of Allah Almighty. And we can be included among those people who are described as Mohsineen, and they have been given this glad tiding by Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty says that I am along with the Mohsin people. That those people who are pious, who perform good deeds, good works, and they are persistently observing it, they are always looking for the ways coming to me. And the detail of that, as I said, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, with reference to his writings, inshallah we will be able to see that, that how can we find the ways towards taking us towards Allah Almighty, and we can be a part of that community, that group, along with whom Allah is always there. Allah Almighty is always with those people. But now, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, with reference to various verses of the Holy Quran, and in the light of those verses, he has explained this point. But at this time, as I said, particularly with reference to this verse which I have recited, I would be mentioning something about that, where the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given its commentary in various places. The capabilities of each and every person is different, and their thoughts are also different. So far as the abilities and the capabilities are concerned, Allah Almighty has the capacities and the capabilities of every person. Allah Almighty has, according to the standard, they are different. But the instruction is this, that whatever capability you have according to that, if you are going out in search of Allah and you try to find out where is He, and you try to move towards that direction, and if you do so, then Allah Almighty will show you the paths which are leading to Allah Almighty. But the human thinking, after fully employing these capabilities, if that intellect stands in the way and the ego is looking after certain excuses, and little bit effort is called as jahada, the concerted effort, through that a person cannot get to Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that how is it possible that a person who is very careless and very sluggish and very negligent, that he should be getting the same type of blessings just like that person who employs with all his wisdom and intellect, with devotion, and he is looking after, looking for Allah Almighty. So those people who dedicatedly search for Allah Almighty, they can definitely get to Allah Almighty, we can say positively. And these people can, there are different stages of the nearness of Allah Almighty, which can be attained through persistent efforts, and they can attract the attention of Allah Almighty. And they can bestow the nearness of Allah Almighty to those people. So therefore, in order to find Allah Almighty, in order to, there is a need to follow those paths and the ways which Allah Almighty has mentioned. The belief in the unseen and in the powers of Allah Almighty and the belief in the attributes of Allah Almighty, a total belief in that is actually promotes and motivates a person to a persistent effort in this right direction. If just with the help of the wisdom and intellect you try to find out, then you cannot find out. And in order to find Allah Almighty, you have to find those ways which take a person to Allah Almighty. And the first effort has to be done by human being. And for this recognition, Allah Almighty has not kept the human beings in darkness, as he cannot find the way. First of all, Allah Almighty for this age, rather we say from the time of the advent till the end, Allah Almighty has presented the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us, that this is the way to find Allah Almighty. Before that, through the various other prophets, Allah Almighty has been pointing out to his ways to go closer to Allah Almighty. And then through the prophets, he also has been showing the signs and wonders. He has been given the proof of his existence, so that through these things you can recognize those paths which are leading to Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has explained this point, and he says, explaining the point, that Allah Almighty says that those people who in our path they do their best, we are going to guide them. This is the promise. And on the other side, the Allah Almighty has taught us this prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us to the right path. So therefore, a person should always keep this point in mind in the prayer. One should vehemently pray to Allah Almighty, and one should wish and pray and have the hope that he should be among those people who get to advancement and perception. And it should not be like this, that one should pass away from this world in a blinded state, in a state of blindness. So this prayer we recite in every rakat, in every prayer, in every rakat of the prayer. And we should always keep in that this point in mind, and with great sentiments and feelings we should pray to Allah Almighty to get closer to Allah Almighty. And then Allah Almighty shows the ways which take a person to God Almighty. As I said, the messengers and the prophets of Allah Almighty, they always come with their signs so that they can draw the attention of the human beings, that you put in your best efforts to find out the ways going to Allah Almighty, so that you can get nearness to Allah Almighty. And it is quite evident that a wise man, when he does something at the advice of someone, and he gets the benefit of that, so then definitely one should be grateful to that person who points out to that one, and he tries to establish a link with that, and that should be done. This is the requirement of wisdom, so that one can get more and more benefits. So in order to understand this point is very essential. Those who understand, they are successful. And as I said, the prophets and the messengers of Allah, they always they indicate to those ways which take the human beings to God Almighty. So they are the most deserving people that a wise man should be attached to them and establish a relationship of attachment and devotion. And for this age, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the glad tidings of the advent of Messiah and the Mahdi, so who had to establish this link of human beings with God Almighty. So therefore there is a need that people should pay attention to that, and the prayer is also there in front of the Muslims, and most of them, they do recite it. So how essential and important it is that without understanding they should not go to simple rejection. Rather they should at least have this experience of having a relationship with that, and then try to find those people instead of simply rejecting it without much pondering. Hazrat Zuhr has written that I have said to the non-Muslims that this prayer, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, you pray. You can't pray like that, but with an open mind you can pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty should show you the right path. Allah Almighty will guide you. And he said that many people have told me that with that, by doing that, the truth of Islam was made manifest to them. And it's a different thing that after that, maybe under some fear or some other consideration, they did not accept. But the truth was made manifest in that way. The Muslims in particularly, they have to test this recipe so that instead of getting the wrath of Allah Almighty, they should be able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And apart from that, they should be able to find more and more new paths which take to Allah Almighty. And this is the thing is also very essential for us, we Ahmadis. We are the people who have accepted the Imam of the age. That we should not sit idle after doing the bath initiation, but the search of Allah Almighty and the getting, in order to get the nearness of Allah Almighty, we should put in our concerted, continuous effort, and particularly in these few days, pay very special attention to this point. Hazrat Masih Maud says that Allah Almighty knows fully well what is in your heart, and if you are a pious person, then Allah Almighty is Ghafoor, most forgiving for those who turn to Allah Almighty. So if we are seeking the forgiveness of Allah Almighty and we submit to Him, then according to His promise, Allah Almighty will fulfill that. And according to the promise, He would show us more and more brilliant paths, manifest paths taking us to God Almighty, and higher stages will be achieved. And in this way, Allah Almighty, He has made a promise to show the ways to those people who come to Allah Almighty, and those people who go away from Allah Almighty. Then Allah Almighty shows this manifestation, that they continue to advance in their darkness. As Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, that وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, that when they got twisted, then Allah Almighty also twisted their hearts. And Allah Almighty, those people who break the covenants, does not give them the guidance. Explaining this point, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam writes in one place that as in our worldly life, it is quite evidently clear that for every action of us, there is a relevant result of that. And that result is actually the action from God Almighty. Similarly, in the religion, the same is the principle, as Allah Almighty says, as He has mentioned in these two examples. In these two examples, Allah Almighty says very clearly, أَلَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا and فَلَمَّا أَزَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. That is to say that those who performed this deed, that they put in their best effort in search of Allah Almighty, so for this action, there will be a corresponding action from us that we will show them the right path. And those people who deviated and twisted, then our action would be, corresponding action according to that would be, that we also twist their hearts and we make them crooked. So this is a very misfortune of that person, that he takes him away from God Almighty. A few days ago, a non-Ahmadi friend of us, he came from Pakistan, and he told me that whatever is happening in Pakistan, what is the reason of that? When it's going to be rectified? How it's going to be? So I told him that there are two things which we have to keep in mind. The first thing is that Allah Almighty says, you come to me and strive hard in that. And I gave reference to this verse of the Quran. In order to get my pleasure, you follow each and every path. And in order to recognize and find these paths, you put in your best effort and put the struggle in it. Allah Almighty will guide them. Now you tell me, do you see this thing in there? He said that it is just the opposite. He said it is just the opposite. And I said, then the situation is just the opposite. Then the other action of Allah Almighty comes into play. So, as a nation, we have to rectify our ways of thinking. If we honestly wish that the Pakistani nation, they have to pay very attention and make the progress nationally, then they have to pay attention to this one. The whole of the media nowadays in Pakistan, they are crying and raising hue and cry that what's happening there, and they are saying so many things which I don't have to repeat here. They have used certain words, they have gone to the far extreme. But this injustice and oppression and aggression which is going on, there is no serious effort being done in order to stop that. Allah Almighty have mercy on them. And explaining this point, that for those people who are pious in nature, how Allah Almighty deals with them, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that on the heart of a person there are various conditions which come upon him, and ultimately Allah Almighty, the weakness of the pious people, Allah Almighty removes that, and piety and the spiritual power is granted to those people and gives them the love. And then in his sight, all those things, they become very undesirable, which are in the sight of Allah undesirable. In the sight of that person, all those things become undesirable, which also, when Allah Almighty gives them the piety, then this happens. Then because due to his effort, whichever effort he is doing, Allah Almighty blesses that effort and he opens up the doors. Then Simaulaslam says, and all those paths become very dear to that person, which are dear in the sight of Allah. And he then gets such a strength after which there is no hurdle, and then he is granted this righteousness. After that, there is no sin, and the gracious Lord is so pleased. Then after that, there is no mistake. But this blessing is granted after some time. In the very beginning, a person gets so many stumbling points because of his weakness and he falls down. But ultimately, then he finds the path and Allah Almighty grabs him and holds him up. And then he comes to Allah Almighty. Then he goes away. The worldly things, attractions are there. Then he goes away from them and comes back to God. And this is the continuous effort which continues. And when Allah Almighty sees that the person is continuously making the struggle, and this is the continuous struggle that is, then Allah Almighty has got the power, that the mighty power of Allah Almighty, he holds him up. And this is the reference to which Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that so therefore, this continuous and long effort which has to be made, and he has nusabbituhum ala taqwa wal iman wa nahdiyannahum subul al muhabbata wal irfan wa sanyusiruhum bi fi'l al khairati wa tarkil. So this continuous and regular long effort is there, through which righteousness and faith is given on a permanent basis, and then a person becomes very steadfast, and through the love and the perception of Allah Almighty, he finds the right path, and his attention is taken to avoiding the sins and the mistakes. And this is the promise of Allah Almighty, he says. And then in one place, explaining this verse, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, everything depends on the concerted effort, mujahada, the struggle. Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those for our sake, to find out the struggle, and we show up the ways. And without struggle, nothing can happen. And those people say that Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, just in one sight, he made a robber, a saintly person. They are they are mistaken. This is some which misleads the people. Some people say that just by wink or eyes, you know, a person becomes a saintly people, and they go to the graves and get some sort of charm from there, and they believe that whether they offer the prayer or not, all their sins are going to be forgiven. These people do like that. So those people who are in a haste in their dealing with Allah Almighty, they are destroyed. And every progress in the world is gradual. The spiritual progress is also like that. And without struggle, nothing is achieved. And struggle should be such which is with full devotion in Allah Almighty, and not in this way that against the teaching of the Holy Quran, they should devise some other ways, like the yogis, what they do. And this is the teaching which has been given, that how Allah Almighty, people can reach to Allah Almighty. This is the law of nature, and nor all the people are deprived, nor all the people are successful. Some people, sometime the meetings of zikr have been formed by people, have been established by people, remembrance of Allah, and sometime the complaints are there that some Ahmadis also sometime emphasize on these meetings. In some places, some people are like that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that anything you do against the Sunnah, then these efforts cannot grant you the nearness of Allah Almighty. And through these type of zikrs and other actions, sometime there are meetings, very long meetings, in which there are remembrance is done, and then to consider that our obligations are done and we don't need to offer the prayer. So all these things are totally wrong. So those people who wish that we should, without any effort, without any struggle, we should get, they are wrong. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُونَ فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That clearly tells us that for the doors of the full perception of Allah Almighty, there is a way, and that struggle should be done in a way in which Allah Almighty has taught us. For that, the example, the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there for our guidance. And many people they forget this tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sometimes those people who are wearing green robes or other colors, and they go to those people that you just breathe upon us and you make us something different. So those people who do not follow the instructions of the religion, and they claim like that, they are making such claims which are disastrous. And they want to increase their ranks automatically, but the Allah Almighty is the one who gives. And this statement, Huzur says that these peers and fakirs and the these people sometimes consider themselves to be as that they can give some thing written on a piece of paper to the people, and that will solve every problem, and they will be granted all the things, and you will be established in performing good deeds. And then he says in one place that this is the true promise of Allah Almighty, that everybody who is honestly and dedicatedly, he is searching for the ways of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty opens up the ways of the perception and understanding, as he says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people in our become in us, and then put in their efforts, then we open up the ways for them. And the meaning of this to be from within the Allah Almighty is that with the utmost dedication and devotion, and they make the attainment of Allah Almighty their objective. And if there is anybody who laughs at them, and if somebody tries them in that way, then that unfortunate person is unsuccessful. So on the basis of this pious principle, if you work hard in this way and you continuously pray to Allah Almighty, then He is Ghafoor Rahim. But if somebody does not care Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty does not also care for those people. In every passages there is always something new. That is why I have picked up. Hazur says, as it has been mentioned previously, that To guide somebody is the duty of Allah Almighty, is the job of Allah Almighty. It is Allah Almighty who gives the guidance to the people. And the one who claims to have come from God Almighty, then in order to find the truth about him, one has to seek the guidance from Allah Almighty. If somebody is harboring any doubt and he is not satisfied on certain sign, then... But if that person is laughed at and made the target of mockery, then these people are completely deprived from guidance. And not only they are deprived from guidance, but they also come under the grip of Allah Almighty and the punishment of Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says in one place that Allah Almighty, to each and every person, He wants to give him the full understanding to each and every person. Because Allah Almighty has created the human beings in His form and shape. Sibqat Allah wa man asanu min Allah sibqa. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran. That man wa nahnu lahu abidun. That you acquire the color of Allah Almighty. And who is better in the color than Allah? And we are dedicatedly worshipping Allah Almighty. So in order to have this color and to have this, have these attributes of Allah Almighty, and this effort is the one which every moment has to do. And as a result of that, one can find out those ways which take a person to the nearness of Allah Almighty. And he covers those distance. And then he sees those ways right in front. The color, Sibqatullah means that the color of the attributes of Allah Almighty, that should be established by everyone. And when Allah Almighty says, then Prophet Muhammad says that the meaning of that is that this is ingrained in human nature, and the capacity has been given there that they can acquire a color, a form, a shape of the attributes of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet has also mentioned that Hazrat Adam was created in the shape of Allah, and it means that Adam is having some qualities of Allah. And from Adam, it means all the progeny of Adam, everybody is included in that one. Attributes of Allah Almighty are there, characteristics are there. He is Sattar, he covers up the faults of other people, and one should also acquire the color in the way that one should also become like that, covering the faults, mistakes of other. Allah Almighty is Shukur. And one should also try to become Shukur. When the word Shukur is used in relation to Allah Almighty, although its meaning is different, because Allah Almighty God has got all the might, but a person becomes grateful and Allah Almighty appreciates these efforts by people. And this very big, very vast attribute of Allah Almighty is Rabbul Alameen. Keeping that in view, a mu'min in their own circle, they are also Rabb. The parents, they look after the nourishment of the children in their limited circle. They also, in a limited way, they have got their own circle as being Rabb, and there are other attributes. So all these beautiful attributes of Allah Almighty, keeping all these attributes in front of you, and you work, when you put in your concerted effort and struggle, then Allah Almighty guides you. And as the Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned in one place, when a person puts in his effort, then Allah Almighty blesses his efforts. He says that when people are lost in Allah Almighty, then you search for Allah, then Allah Almighty, you are able to get that. You are become lost in Allah Almighty and then sincerely, dedicatedly try to search for Allah, then you will get it. And the meaning of that is that you acquire His attributes in your own way, human way. Allah Almighty is Rahman and Rahim, and His mercy encompasses everything. But those people who are attributing themselves to Allah Almighty, but those people who are spreading the atrocities and oppression in the name of Allah, how can they become this blessing? Today we have got a very sad news that during the Jummah in our mosque in Mardan, the terrorists, they attacked the mosque. But the Khuddam on the duty, as a result of their immediate action, they did not get any success. As a matter of fact, he could not enter into it. They threw some grenade inside, and the terrorist, suicide terrorist, and he got injured. And in that condition, he blew up, he blasted himself, and wall fell down. And there were some Khuddam on duty, some of them they got injured, and one Khadim has been martyred. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Allah Almighty raise the ranks of the martyr, and those who are injured, Allah Almighty give them recovery, and other people they were able to run away. So what sort of people these are? Those who are in the name of Allah Almighty, they are doing this sort of things. And then they say that we are trying to get the attributes of Allah Almighty. These people, those who do these things in the name of Allah Almighty, those who are attacking those people who are the worshippers of Allah Almighty, they cannot be called the people of Allah. And 2 days ago we saw that there was a procession of Shia people. There was attack. And innocent people, they were the loss of life of their, many of them, they got injured. So these are the people are such, as I said, that Allah Almighty has made their hearts so much crooked that now there is doesn't seem to be any way of coming back, of reformation. And those people who are helping them, and they are, those are biased, and are those people who are powerful and do not suppress them, they are also responsible for it, for these actions. Allah Almighty deliver the country from these oppressors and oppressors. And now these people have spread all over the world. They have spread all over. Now, in order to find Allah Almighty, the struggle about that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given one example that those who work hard for to get Allah Almighty, ultimately they get to their objective and motive. Just like that grain, without this cultivation and irrigation, it is futile. Similarly, if you do not remember and recall to yourself this declaration that, O Allah, you come and help us, and then the blessing of Allah Almighty will not come your way. So without the help of Allah Almighty, the reformation and change is impossible. So when this grain turns into a plant, then in order to this change, then he completely loses itself, and then it becomes a plant. If you want to become a fruitful tree, and if you want to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, if you want to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then you completely destroy yourself and lose yourself in His way, and create the same spirit as in your coming generations, that they are following the religion truly. So these efforts are not temporary, but these are continuous efforts, and this is the duty of a mu'min, that he must put in continuous efforts. There is a need of losing oneself like the grain which turns into a plant, and this will take place in that way when you will keep in front of you this promise and this commitment that you have made in this age with the Imam of the age and with the Allah Almighty. If you don't keep this commitment and covenant, then Allah Almighty says, then we only help those people. If you keep this point in mind, then Allah Almighty says that we promise that those people who put in their regular efforts, then we show them the way. But if you don't keep this thing in mind, then there is no success at all. So then in one place he further explains this point, saying that according to the teaching of the Holy Quran, we also come to know that on one side Allah Almighty says in the holy, the mercy and the graciousness and the attributes of that are mentioned, are His being Rahman is mentioned, and on the other side it says لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that says that then Allah Almighty shows His mercy as a result of the consistent efforts, and also the example and the noble example of the companions is a good example for us to follow. the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah be pleased with all of them in their lives if we ponder over them. And did they get to all these stations simply by offering the prayers? But rather, in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they sacrificed their lives. And they offered them just like the sheep and goats. And then as a result of that, they were able to get that status. And some of the people we have seen that they just like that, just with a breath, you know, the change should be there and they should be going up into the heaven, status up to the heaven. And who is there more high in status than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was the best of the human being, the best of the Prophet, and he was the greatest person. Then if he did not do like that, then who else is there who can get to any status? In the cave of Hira, how much effort did he do? How much struggle he did for his purification? For his purification. And he put in very hard labor for the purification. And then, ultimately, the blessing of Allah Almighty descended upon him. So the fact of the matter is that unless you impose a state of death upon you, up to that moment, Allah Almighty does not care about the people. But when Allah Almighty sees, then a person has done his best effort, and in order to get me, he has in a way imposed death upon him. Then that person, Allah Almighty, makes himself manifest upon that people. And then Allah Almighty raises that person with by showing his existence. And those people who struggle in the way of Allah Almighty, he is never frustrated. He is never unsuccessful. His true promise is, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلُنَا. That those people who are in the search of the paths of Allah, they put in their struggle. They always find their destination. Those people who, for the worldly examinations, those people who prepare fully, those people who burn the midnight oil, and we can take mercy upon those people. So why not Allah Almighty, who is most gracious and merciful, is going to let those people go waste who are trying to find their ways? Never, never it will ever happen. Allah Almighty will not waste their effort at all. And then in order to get the religious condition and spiritual condition, and the very fine discussion is there about the, he says that the help of the spirit of the Holy Spirit, which is given to a person, that is the surely the blessing of Allah Almighty, which they get. Now only those people get it who honestly and truly, those who believe in Allah and they believe in the Holy Quran. And this is not as a result of any struggle of them, this is because of the blessings of Allah Almighty. It is given for nothing to them. The requirement is that the person must be very honest and must be very steadfast in his effort. And then the guidance from Allah Almighty, which comes from Allah Almighty, which is mentioned in this verse, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, then this effort, cannot be achieved without effort. One thing is coming from Allah Almighty, and one thing is which is the result of the struggle. And the one who puts in his effort, he is ordinary religious condition can be attained, but without much effort. But the condition of that person is like a blind man, and in order to get further advancement, he needs to put in more effort, and his effort is just like a blind man. And there is a long distance for such a person to become able to see, but the support of the Holy Spirit gives him the support, and then he turns to further effort, and then it motivates him to further effort. And the person who is struggling hard towards Allah Almighty, then he is supported by the Holy Spirit, then he should continue in his effort. And after the struggle, he is given a new spirit, which is much stronger and much purer than the previous spirit. Not that the two spirits are there, the Holy Spirit is one, but the only thing is that there is a status, there is a difference in status of the two. In the earlier stages, there is a less power, and when there is a higher stage, then there is more strength in that one, and more recognition of Allah Almighty is there, and more ways are made clear to that person. As there are not two gods, absolutely there is one God, but the same God, when with his special manifestations, he becomes the helper of those people, and shows them extraordinary miracles for those people, and those things are not shown to ordinary people. Then he says that those people who turn to Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty will also turn back upon him and turn on him. So as far as it is possible, that one should not be negligent in any way, and when his effort comes to the highest point of his effort, then he will be able to see the light of Allah Almighty. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُونُ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. In this, the same point has been mentioned, that the obligation of effort which is upon his shoulder when he does it, and then it should not be that if the water is up to a certain level and he just goes for a couple of feet and then stops there, and one should not lose hope. And then for those people, Allah, for this ummah, the ummah of Muhammadiyah, there is the promise of Allah Almighty that if the people are trying to get the purification of their soul, and all the promises will be fulfilled for them, and those people who will do against that, then they will be deprived. Allah Almighty has kept the way to find out him, but the entrance door is very narrow, and those people will reach there who really have the spirit of the purification of them. And for Allah Almighty, some people do not like to have any difficulty to go through for the sake of Allah Almighty. And then if there is no effort like that, then how Allah Almighty is going to show the signs of mercy from Allah Almighty? So this is a very important point. There is a need for continuous struggle. And the distinction between Islam and other religions is that Islam gives the real perfect perception and understanding, and that brings about a death upon the sinful life of a person, and he is granted a new life, which is a heavenly life. And the question is that when this is the criteria, then why everybody is unable to see? The answer to this is that this is the tradition. The tradition goes like that, tradition of Allah Almighty, that this thing without struggle and without repentance and without completely losing oneself for the sake of Allah Almighty cannot. And Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those people who struggle for in our way, then we will show them the way. So those people who do not act upon the advice of Allah Almighty, rather turn their face away, then how this door is going to be opened? It is not possible for them. Then he says that that spirit and those people, when they get the help of the Allah Holy Spirit, then with their good deeds they move forward, and then they put in their efforts, and these companions, they did like that, and with their good deeds so that they could overpower Satan. Then in order to please Allah Almighty, they did those efforts which is beyond the imagination of a human being. They offered their lives just like the straws, worthless things. And ultimately they were accepted. And Allah Almighty purified their hearts from sin completely, and the love of righteousness was there. And as Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people who struggle in our way, we always show them our way. This struggle and the companions, they got that status about which it is mentioned in Hadith. Hadrat Ibn Umar relates that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that regarding the difference between the companions, I asked the Holy Prophet Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty told him that the status of your companion is like the stars in the heaven, and some of them are brighter than others, but everyone has got the light. So whosoever followed any of the companion, he is going to be led to the right path. And Hazrat Ibn Umar, Hazrat Umar says that my companions are like the stars. Whomsoever you are going to follow, you are going to be guided. So this was the path, this was the rank and the status which was the result of the efforts which the companions did in order to get the purification, and that was the reward given to them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, advising us, he says that the purpose of this bath initiation is that you should have devotion in your love of Allah Almighty, you should have dislike for the sin and love for the good deeds, and a person who does not bring about any change without putting in any effort as the effort should be, and he does not pray to that degree as the prayer should be done in that way, and then he dishonors that pledge which he makes to Allah Almighty, and he becomes deserving of the punishment. So no one should understand that this simple confession of the bath is good enough for us, and effort is not required. And there is the person who knocks, the door is open for that person. Allah Almighty has also mentioned that Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people who come towards us and put in their efforts, and for them we open up our ways, and we enable them to follow the right straight path. And the one who does not put in any effort, how can he find the right path? In order to find Allah Almighty, this is a rule and the principle, and a person should always put in his effort, and one should not get tired, and one should not become slack, and there should be no weakness shown in this path. Allah, may it be so that all of us, each one of us, are able to understand this spirit this way, and all our efforts, they are always moving forward. And the promise that we have made at the hand of the promised Messiah, we are able to fulfill that. And we are always moving towards getting the nearness of Allah Almighty. We should not be showing any slackness in our promises or showing any weakness and shortcoming in our efforts. We should never ever be ashamed in the presence of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us to fulfill our covenant and enable us to get the nearness of Allah Almighty. And these remaining days, we should be spending these days much more in prayers than before. Allah Almighty becomes our protective shield, and Allah Almighty also punish the enemies. The shaheed which I mentioned, now I have got the particulars about him. So I would like to mention that after the Jummah prayer, I will be leading the Janaza prayer in absentia. His name was Sheikh Amir Raza Sahib, and son of Mushtaq Ahmad Sahib. He was 40. He was Secretary Waqf-e Jadid. He was serving in that capacity. Apart from that, he was also Qaid Majlis and Qaid Zila. He has been serving previously. He had his own business of electronics. He was inside when this blast was there. It was very severe, and there was a wall which fell down, and there was a door as well. He got very seriously injured, and he breathed his last on the way to hospital. He was very hard working, very devoted Ahmadi, and his wife, he has left behind wife and one son and one daughter, 1.5 year old. The janaza will be taken for burial to Rabwa. As I said, after the Jummah, inshallah, the janaza in absentia will be offered.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.